Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. Well, just knowing that you are blessed and you are loved by our Father God, we just have to put our trust in Him. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. About trust is depending on God and to place confidence in Him. Scripture reading, I heard but I did not understand, so I asked my Lord, what will the outcome of this be? That's coming from Daniel, the 12th chapter, the 8th verse. Yes, Daniel asking his Lord, what will the outcome be? But God wants us to trust and believe that whatever the outcome is, that He has our best interest. We often find it difficult to understand God's perfect purpose for our lives. We confused by events and try to deliver a reason for what has happened, especially when things are going wrong. Our vision of the future fades, and our faith wavers. The core of a strong faith depends on your ability to trust God completely, no matter what happens. The true test of faith comes when things turn against you, when you are tempted to question God, when you, in your despair, see no purpose for your terrible situation. When you study the life of Jesus Christ, you will be impressed by his unshakable and unconditional trust in God. Even in his darkest moment, his faith was strong enough to enable him to fulfill the will of his Father. Wow, just think about when he was on the cross. He had trust in his Father to fulfill his wish. To be beaten, to be spit on. It's so amazing what he went through just to deliver what his Father wanted him to do. and that took a lot of trust and love for his father. If you walk in hand with God and draw your strength from him, you will develop the ability to trust him in all your circumstances. The grace of God will enable you to deal with every situation in life because you know that Christ cares for you and he will work everything together for your good. We must keep trusting and depending on him, to place confidence in him. In Ephesians 3:12, it says, "In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence." Trust in God can only be effective if we find ourselves able to stand the unshakable faith. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's coming from Psalms 27. That is special to me. I say that, I read that verse a lot. Like never before, people are worried and anxious about what the future holds for them and their children. There's so many things are happening, and you're not sure what's going to happen. It is essential for thinking people to have a spiritual foundation on which they can bear their hope and expectation. Unless you have a positive trust in a powerful greater than you, the future will be filled with uncertainty. Faith in God must be intimate and personal if it is to give you hope for the future. The omnipresent creator, God, has not abandoned the world or you, despite the appearance to the contrary. His master plan for mankind, for humankind, will still be carried out. This is the truth that Christ brings us in a despairing world. If you place all of your trust in God, you will meet the future with peace and sincerity that also inspires trust in those who are around you. That word, trust, we must trust him, depend on him, and having confidence that he will get us through. Blessed if you trust the Lord. Scripture coming from Psalms 84, 11 to the 12th verse. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord be now for favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whom walks in blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. That's in him. God will not withhold his gift of grace from those who are obedient to him. God is passionate and provides all our needs. Even though when we don't think that he's providing our needs, he is. He's protecting us from things that we're not aware of. That's a need. God, if you are still being able to breathe every day, you are still in one mind, body, and soul. Also, he's feeding you and your children. Yes, God will supply your needs. Often we are anxious of other people's good relationship, their bright future, prospect, their income, their homes, their cars. We too quickly forget that these things do not necessarily bring happiness only for a while. Only a good relationship with God can bring us eternal joy. In the Psalms of Peace, the temple choir sings, "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in blameless. Things go well for those who trust in the Lord. Without a doubt, so praise the Lord for the blessing that he pours out his obedient children, grace and protection, favor, honor, and joy." Don't you want to have some of that? Just be obedient and trust him, and you can get that protection, that favor, that honor, and that joy, and that peace. Just continue to hold on to that trust. Unshakable trust. That's what he wants us to do. Unshakable. Be joyous in hope, patient in affliction. That's coming from Romans 12:12. Now, I would like to talk about, I'm sure if you looked at the news in the last since weekend, I think it happened on Sunday, where this young man who wanted to go across the Niagara Falls on this rope, walking the rope across Niagara Falls. Something that when he was interviewed after he accomplished that goal, he was interviewed by Good Morning America, and I'm sure he was interviewed by many other talk shows, but I saw the one that he was with on Good Morning America. Robin Roberts asked him that, you said that you were praying the whole time, and he said, "Yes, I was praying without ceasing." That's what God says, pray without ceasing. So we should not give up. We should always be in prayer and believing that God will get us through. And another thing that was so important that he said also, he concentrated on the other side. He was praying without ceasing, but he was praying about the other, getting to the other side. He wasn't thinking about while he was going across Niagara Falls. His most concern about is the other side. And that's what we need to hold on to. We are going through a whole lot of trials and tribulation. And right now I'm wishing to get through the storm. But he said something so powerful. He was focusing on the other side. That's what we need to focus on, the other side. When God gets us through the storm, boy, he's going to bless us abundantly for being obedient and having faith in him. And hold on to that trust and faith in him. Because when we get on the other side, even if we get on the other side up in heaven, we're going to, also, that's another thing to think about us also. Not just getting through the storm, also getting through the other side when we go to heaven and be with the Lord. Just think how much the peace and the joy that we're going to have. No more worries, no more pain, no more none of those things. So think about the other side. That young man made history because he had faith in God. And he knew God was going to get him through the other side. Let's continue on with this. I want you to continue to have that trust. Get that unshakable trust. When everything seems to be going wrong for you, you can't be completely overwhelmed by your problems and collapse under them. Or you can rashly try to solve them in your own strength. But the Lord has promised never to forsake you or leave you. He says this continuously. He will never leave you. Nevertheless, you must have patience because you cannot hurry God or prescribe to him. He does things to his perfect time and way. Even if you find your presence difficult, confusing, believe that God sees the big picture of your life. He's all-knowing and all-seeing. Develop an unshakable trust in his promises and abide obedient by his judgment. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you to wait patiently on the Lord. You can leave everything in God's hand. God wants you to experience only what is best and most beneficial to you. And if it takes place in strange and roundabout ways, you should continue believing and trusting in him. They who stand steadfast in affliction receive God's most precious gift from his treasure, because treasure house of mercy. Just continue to trust in the Lord. He wants you to have that unshakable trust. Let me read something from the book, My Spiritual Refreshment for Women, about trust. Excuse me. Trust, this is a scripture for a proverb. That's 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. We don't know what God has in store for us. We don't need to try to figure it out. We just need to stay steadfast and stand. And I'm going to read something that it says about trust. Teammates have to rely on one another to succeed in any endeavor. They have to have a certain level of confidence in themselves and each other, and the ability to help each other. God trusts you enough to put you in that eternal team. He is confident in you because he knows you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, which he gives you strength. He chooses to stand alongside you to make sure that you are okay. Jesus will give you what you need to win with this team. If you believe that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, you can be a winner. God will make sure of that. Just like that young man went across the Niagara Falls, he had faith, he prayed without ceasing, and he believed that God was going to get him on the other side. Romans 19:11, anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. As you look back on the journey you have been traveling, recall the time that you placed hope and confidence in God. The outcome might not have been exactly what you imagined, and you know that. We have these high expectations and different things that we want God to do for us. But God, he's going to do it in his way. So you as well go ahead and let him. The outcome might not be exactly what you imagine, but God is always faithful to bring you through. So we must continue to trust in him. He's given you along the way, and consider your stepping stone to a higher level of trust. Whatever you are facing today, just know that you can rest assured that His blessing will never stop. He will walk it out with you every step of the way. So go this week and believe in the trust. Trust God with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. I spoke to God this past weekend, and I told Him that I don't want to make no decision without Him. I want Him to make my decision. I want Him to think for me, to talk for me, do everything for me, because I can't seem to do it right. I feel at this point in my life that I have made nothing but wrong decisions. But I know it might not be as bad as what it seems to be, but that's the way I feel right now. So right now, I don't want to make any decisions. I want Him to take control of this body and this mind and help me to be, give me understanding of wisdom to know what to do. Order my steps. I want Him to be totally in control of my mind, body, and soul, because I want to make sure that I walk in the way that He wants me to walk, in the way that He wants me to talk, in the way that He wants me to think, in the way that He wants me to make decisions for me, my family, or anyone else. I must continue to trust in the Lord, depend on Him, have confidence in Him, to know that whatever He does, He has my best interest. To go this week and know that God has your best interest. Just trust in Him and knowing that you are His child. And He will not abandon you. He will never leave you or forsake you, because He is an awesome God to be served. So continue to praise Him and have faith and that trust that we need to go through every situation, even though it doesn't always seem we can't seem to get through that we're going to get through it. We must keep on pressing and going forward. Pray without ceasing. Have a great week. And just know that God loves you. He is an awesome God. I'm going to end with this, and I started off with this song, and I want to end with it. He is an awesome God. Listen to the words and enjoy it. Be blessed, and tune in again next week, same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Have a great week.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great, and He's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened.
forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.